There's a question. If the gathering together, does the gathering together have to be physical in the same place or spiritually?
It's a good question. Let's turn to Acts chapter 2, because I think we'll find some common words there that will help us understand this gathering a little bit better. And this refers to the day of Pentecost. I'd just like to read verse 1, Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord in one place. So in the context of Matthew chapter 18, the gathering is the collecting, and I like the way Ben, you know, some of you didn't see what Ben was doing, but he was using his hands to demonstrate almost like the Holy Spirit is gathering up the people of God, bringing them together in one accord in one specific place. And it's important that it is a specific place, because it's not however two or three of us want to get together in one corner here and one corner there, and we say that we have an assembly meeting. But it's where the Spirit of God, He is the gatherer, and He brings us in one accord, and it was already said, having things in common, that being the Word of God and the teaching of the Word of God, and in one place. And then when we find that we are gathered unto the name of someone, the Lord, who is absent, He promises that He will be in the midst of those who the Spirit of God has gathered. Isn't that a wonderful thought, that we have the presence of a divine person, the Lord Jesus, who is in the midst of the saints when we are gathered together by the Spirit of God in one accord in one place? There's nothing like it.
So it's a physical place in chapter 18. Again, what the Lord spoke about in chapter 16, in chapter 18 we have a representation of that great assembly that the Lord Jesus is building in chapter 18. And it's interesting, because you would think people claim of followers. They said, well, I have 60,000 followers, or I have this. And you expect the Lord of glory, if He is saying that He is drawing people as He is the center of attraction, He will say, and I will have 20 million people gathered together, and then I'll be in their midst. It's really striking. He said two or three. Because it is not really who is gathered. It is who is the one who is doing the gathering. It is the center Himself. You have where? It's a divine place. He did not give us an address. He said, well, if two or three got together at the Bluefield Gospel Hall in that location, I'll be in their midst. He doesn't give us a specific address, but He gives us what will make that gathering great, is that He is in the midst, wherever that location is. And again, there is a difference here between a couple of us get together to have some time of fellowship or some time of prayer, and what we have here. What we have here is an aspect of the local assembly. That is the representation of that great assembly, that universal picture, in a specific place. There is a divine center. There is a divine present. There is a divine number. And I think Brother Chuck was touching on the fact, gathering together unto My name. The Lord Jesus did not say, if two or three gather together unto Me. He said, unto My name. And I don't know if you noticed what Brother Chuck was saying. He said, having His name there has the idea of Him being absent. You don't see the Lord Jesus physically with your own eyes when you are together. With the eyes of faith, you see Him. So, unto My name imply that He's absent, but also imply that He's present, because He said, I will be there in their midst. And I think also I want to highlight what Chuck have said about His name, unto His name. When an ambassador in the old days went somewhere, he said, and he knocked on a door, he was representing a king or somebody or emperor, he will knock on the door and say, open in the name of the king. He's saying that I am a representative of that king. So when we are saying that the Lord Jesus is in the midst and we are gathering unto his name, one thing we have to keep in mind, his name implies his rights. That he has right in that place of gathering. So it is not the right of any of us when we are around the Lord Jesus. I have a right, so I think we should do things this way. Or, no, I think we should do things this way. That does not work at all in that gathering that the Lord Jesus is speaking about. Because he is in the midst, he is the center, his name is there, and he has complete rights on everything. One of the things that I want you to keep in mind, because we're living in a days where there is much rights. Human rights, animal rights, all kind of rights. Christians have no rights. Just want to tell you this. You don't have any rights. The only right you have, I'll tell you, no, you have one. The only right you have is to be thrown into the lake of fire because you are a sinner. That's the only right human have. The only right any human being have is to be thrown into the lake of fire if the Lord Jesus did not come and save us. The only right for you when you become a Christian is the rights of Christ. And that's what you have to maintain in your life. So when we are gathered together in a local assembly, we have to keep in mind that I have no rights. It is Christ's rights because we claim that we are gathering to his name.